Hi, my name is Manu Prakash and I'm the Global Medical and Scientific Director at Vive Healthcare. On behalf of my co-authors, I'm presenting this poster on the improvement in CD4 T-cell number, CD4-CD8 ratio and general reduction in inflammatory biomarkers with low-level viremia up to week 192 on fostemsavir-based regimens in individuals with multidrug-resistant HIV. Fostemsavir, the prodrug of the first-in-class attachment inhibitor temsavir, is indicated in combination with other antiretrovirals for individuals with multidrug-resistant HIV who are heavily treatment-experienced and unable to construct a suppressive regimen. As shown in Figure 1, temsavir combined both membrane-associated and soluble HIV GP120, preventing GP120 attachment to CD4 on host cells. Persistent low-level viremia, defined as low-level viremia between 40 and 1,000 copies per mil, remains an ongoing challenge in the management of HIV. In Figure 2, we present a diagram illustrating the difference between low-level viremia, which is shown in red, and a viral blip, which is shown in blue, that represents a single transient measure of viral load. In the BRIGHT study, participants could continue fostemsavir if they experienced low-level viremia. The present analysis was specific to the randomized cohort within the BRIGHT study. Participants with one or two fully active antiretrovirals remained were enrolled into this cohort and randomly assigned in a 1-to-3 ratio to receive either 600 milligrams of fostemsavir twice daily or a placebo plus their current failing regimen for 8 days. This was followed by an open-label fostemsavir with optimized background regimen. Immunologic and biomarker outcomes according to viral load category at each visit through week 192 were analyzed in this post-hoc analysis. In addition, inflammatory biomarkers, including soluble CD14, soluble CD163 and D-dimer were measured as exploratory outcomes through week 192. Demographics and baseline characteristics of participants in the randomized cohort are shown in Table 1. Overall, participants had a robust increase in CD4 T-cell count, with a mean increase from baseline to week 192 of 308 CD4 T-cells. As shown in Figure 3, similar improvements in mean CD4 count were observed among participants with viral suppression or low-level viremia, as defined as between 40 and 1,000 copies per mil at week 192. In Figure 4, this shows a general improvement in mean CD4-CD8 ratio for all viral load categories at each visit up to week 192, with the most robust improvements observed in those with viral suppression or with low-level viremia. With respect to biomarkers, Figure 5 shows that in the overall analysis of the randomized cohort, a general reduction in inflammatory biomarkers was observed, although this was confounded by a small number of individuals in each group. Figure 6 shows a mean change from baseline in biomarkers across the viral load categories. It is clear from this analysis that the greatest reduction in generalized inflammation was observed in those with the greatest virological control, although this is also confounded by low numbers in each group. In conclusion, our findings highlight the value of fostemsavir-based regimens in this population for a sustained improvement in immunological outcomes and a generalized reduction in inflammatory biomarkers up to week 192. Thank you for your attention. Please refer to the poster for a comprehensive presentation of our findings. Also, feel free to post any questions on the Congress portal or email me at manu.x.prakash@vivehealthcare.com. Thank you.